always welcome. At this time, our board members will be sworn in together. If at this time.
Yes. Thank you. Good evening. I'd like to ask the board members to please stand and raise your right hand, please. And you can repeat after me. I, please say your name. Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States and the Constitution and laws of this state. And I will faithfully and impartially discharge and perform all duties incumbent upon me as a member of the City of Baker School Board according to the best of my ability and understanding. So help me God. Thank you.
District 2, present. Ms. Joyce Burgess, District 3,
present.
Ms. Monique Butler, District 4, present. Ms. Clara Joseph, District 5,
present. The quorum is established, and next we will have the approval of the agenda.
Dr. Perry, I would like to make a motion to approve the agenda.
Has been approved. Next, we will conduct the elections for the Office of School Board President and Vice President.
That will be facilitated by our attorney.
At this time, we would like to open the floor for nominations for the President of the City of Baker School Board.
I would like to nominate
Mrs. Joyce Burgess.
Are there any other nominations? Just the president. Can I get a second to close the nominations for the role of president of the school board?
I second that motion.
Are there any public comments at this time? Having heard no comments, we'll proceed with a vote via roll call, please. All for Ms. Clara Joseph as the president of the City of Baker School Board. Please say yes.
Yes.
Miss, hold on just a second. I'm sorry. Let me go according to the district. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
No.
Ms. Burgess?
No.
Ms. Butler?
No.
Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
All those in favor for voting for Ms. Joyce Burgess as the president of the City of Baker School Board? Ms. Perkins?
No.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Appears that we have two votes for Ms. Joseph as the president of the City of Baker School Board, and we have three votes for Ms. Joyce Burgess as the president of the City of Baker School Board. This time, we would like to congratulate Ms. Burgess.
Thank you.
On being elected as the president of the school board. At this time, we would like to open the floor for nominations for the vice president of the school board.
Madam President, I would... Madam President. I would... It's... Sure.
I nominate Linda Perkins as vice president.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just going to make a nomination. Ms. Monique Butler.
Are there any other nominations for vice president of the City of Baker School Board?
I nominate Clara Joseph.
I respectfully decline.
Any other nominations? Can I get a second to... Thank you. We have a second to close the nominations for the vice president of the City of Baker School Board. Do we have any public comments? We'll vote for the vice president of the City of Baker School Board. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Linda Perkins?
Yes.
For Ms. Prophet?
No. Monique Butler?
We're voting for vice president for Linda Perkins.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay. No.
Ms. Burgess?
No.
Ms. Butler?
No.
Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
And for Ms. Monique Butler, for vice president of the City of Baker School Board, Ms. Perkins?
No.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph? We have two no's for Ms. Perkins, and we have three yes votes for Ms. Butler. So at this time, we'd like to congratulate Ms. Butler as vice president of the board of, I'm sorry, City of Baker School Board.
Yes.
I just want to say thanks to everyone who is here tonight. We solicit your prayers for us to respond and act as a collective board to do what is best for the City of Baker Schools, for our children. One thing that we all have in common, no matter how much we may have different opinions, one thing we all have in common, and that is we all love the children in this community. And it is my desire to work as a collective board, that we have one mind, open it up for community involvement. And I ask that you pray for us as we lead this city's school system. Thank you so much. Next on the agenda, presentations. Presentation of a monetary donation by Baker Chamber of Commerce. Okay, all righty. Well, we'll just come back to that.
Madam President, may I interject for just 1 second?
Sure.
May I request that we go back to agenda item 8 so that we can swear in the President and Vice President individually, please?
Okay. All righty.
Once again, I'll ask you all to stand, please, Ms. Butler and Ms. Burgess. This is for the Office of President. I, please say your name.
I, Joyce Burgess.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
And laws of the state.
And laws of the state.
And I will faithfully and impartially.
And I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge and perform all duties.
Discharge and support all duties.
Perform all duties.
Perform all duties.
Incumbent upon me.
Incumbent upon me.
As president.
As president.
Of the city of Baker.
As the city of Baker.
School board.
School board.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
And understanding.
And understanding.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you, Ms. Burgess. And for, the Office of Vice President, I need you to say your name. Is it Ms. Butler? I.
Monique Butler.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States.
Of the laws of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
And laws of this state.
The laws of this state.
And I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
And impartially discharge.
And impartially discharge.
And perform all the duties.
And perform all the duties.
Incumbent upon me.
Incumbent upon me.
As Vice President.
As Vice President.
Of the City of Baker School Board.
Of the City of Baker School Board.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
And understanding.
And understanding.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you, Attorney Milton. Next on the agenda, we'll be waiting for the Chamber of Commerce to come in. But next on the agenda is consideration and approval of minutes from the meeting of December 6, 2022. Need a motion? May I get a motion for the consideration and approval of the minutes from the meeting of December 6, 2020?
A motion.
Get a second?
A second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the December 6, 2022 meeting. Motion carried. May I call for a vote? Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Mrs. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Joyce Burgess? Yes. Motion carried. The next thing on the agenda is consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending November 30th, 2022.
Good evening, Madam President, Madam Vice President, members of the board, Dr. Perry, and everyone in this assembly. In your packet, you will have the financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending November 30th, 2022. Year-to-date revenues, $3,806,803.42. For expenditures, total instructional expenditures, $1,552,208.42. Total support services expenditures, $2,204,108.27. Leaving a total expenditures of $3,986,538.08. A deficiency of $190,454.66. On page 2, you have disaster recovery. This is your Baker High School restoration project. Total revenues for construction, $743,403.39. Revenues in total, $743,403.39. Total expenditures, $1,145,000. 5622, a deficiency of $402,219.21, leaving a change in your fund balance of $3,488,956.79. On page 3, your special revenue funds, year-to-date revenues, $1,267,729.15. Year-to-date expenditures, $1,904,668.43. We have receivables as of December 16, 2022, of $261,822.82, which leaves a deficiency of $375,116.36. Are there any questions?
Board members, are there any questions? Okay. Thank you, Ms. Stewart.
Okay.
Are there any public comments? Are there any public comments for the agenda item that Ms. Stewart just discussed? You have a 3-minute time. Okay.
I think someone dropped in right there.
Okay. You have 3 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing tonight? My name is Karonda Corley. I'm a proud parent and disabilities advocate. I have to call in a question on how the meeting is actually being conducted tonight. Right now, we're not following open meeting law and Robert's Rules of Order, and I think that everyone in this building should be questioning that. Right now, you have been going forward with an agenda, but you did not do a motion to deter the presentation. That was a motion that y'all was supposed to do as a collective and get a vote on in order for us to continue to go forward with the next items. You did not do that. Second, this consideration for this item, this report is not made available to the public. This is now my formal public request for this information to be made accessible for everyone in this building to read immediately. You were supposed to do that by law, a minimum of 48 hours before this meeting, and that did not happen. So before you go forward to anything else, it is my formal request for you to do that, or I will be reporting you to the state. Thank you.
Mrs.
I can't get over the mic. Let me just say this to you. Get our school back. We need our school back. Do what you gotta do. Do the right thing. Get our school back. Try to get it back the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
We're just tired of just looking at the papers and saying that we are behind with our is low. Do what you have to do in the right manner to get our school back like it was. Please, I don't have long to be here, but I hope you get it before I pass out here. And I appreciate that. Thank you.
Do Mr. McCaslin.
Amen, Mr. McCaslin.
As it relates to public records, Mrs. Stewart, it's my understanding that that is to be requested. Is it in writing?
As an agenda item, all our agenda items are posted. They're not posted on the website, but they're posted and given to the media, and are they posted on the website? The agenda is posted, but any other items can be requested at any time.
If I can have a point of clarity. According to open meeting law, Robert's Rules of Order, anybody in here can pull that up on the government's website. According to the law, I don't have to formally request it. You're supposed to not only make the agenda item available for the public to see, but you're also supposed to make that supporting documentation available for the public to see. I understand everybody wants the school system to come back and be ran appropriately, but it is my job to make sure that it is ran appropriately and in accordance to the federal and state law on behalf of all individuals with disabilities. You cannot provide us with an agenda, but not provide us with the supporting information. That's federal law under open meetings law, Robert Rules of Order. And I can go on with that. And if you need me to pull it up and provide it to you right now, I can do that too. But it is your attorney's job to make sure that you know that law too, and that you follow it and adhere to it. And by them not doing that, I think that you may need to look at new legal. So I'm telling you right now, if you don't provide the information to the public, that's what I'm going to do. And once the feds come in, it's hard to get them out.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, ma'am, Ms. Burgess, let me clarify one other thing. That agenda items are normally placed on the table, but because of a large crowd we have here tonight, I think we just ran out of copies. But we also make sure that all agenda items are posted on the website as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Agendas are posted.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So again, Board President, it's not about whether or not the agenda is made public. It's about the supporting documentation. If you go look at every single school board meeting across this state, they have their agenda and they have all of the supporting information for each agenda item available for the public. Not just at the table for the public to read, but they also have it on their website. And when you're not doing that, you are violating that federal law. If anybody want to follow and see what I'm talking about, pull up EBR School Board. They're the second largest school board in this entire state, and they're doing it according to the law. Pull up the BESSE Board, Board of Elementary Secondary Education. That's Louisiana Department of Ed. They do the same thing. Why is Baker not doing it? When you're not doing it, that means you're not following the law, and that also makes people think that you're not trying to be transparent.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about wanting the school system to be back and to be like it used to be, you have to be transparent, and you have to follow the federal and state laws. And right now, you're not following it. So it doesn't matter what she's saying about, oh, you ran out of paper. That's an excuse that is not adhering to the law, and that means that you are violating it. They don't care about you running out of paper. Office Depot, Kinko's, and everybody else can make copies. You have a right to, you have to order paper and make sure that that information is available to the public. Even if I was blind, I can request it in Braille, and you are supposed to make that accessible. So you have to do that. And if you can't do it right now, then you need to pause the meeting, make a motion, and say that we're going to have another meeting date, but you have to provide every single document for every agenda item for the public to review, a minimum of 48 hours before the meeting.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Attorney.
May I ask Dr. Perry, can we confirm whether or not the supporting documentation was also published on the website? I know that the agenda was published on Friday. It was posted on the website as well.
Post the documents.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I would like to say the constituent is exactly right. Being on numerous boards in the past and current board, she is exactly right. All the documentation that is presented in a meeting is supposed to be on the website, and at the a public records request, a constituent has the right to see everything that's going on in the city of Baker. And I agree with the constituent. That is correct. She is right.
Thank you.
And one other thing, the information needs to be correct when it's put on the website, because I've had issues with the city of Baker where they have posted incorrect information, and it needs to be correct.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mrs. Perkins. Okay, at this time, I would like to get a motion for consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget, to actual comparisons for period ending November 30th, 2022.
I so move with the necessary corrections being made and that the supporting documents be made available for the public.
And second?
Second. Let me clarify.
We have a motion and a second. Motion carried. Next on the agenda are announcements. Dr. Perry.
At this time, I would like to once again congratulate all school board members. And we, the City of Baker School System family, look forward to your leadership as we move forward with greatness. I also would like to take time to invite all of you
to a reception following the meeting. At the conclusion of the meeting, we will have a reception in honor of our school board members this evening. Thank you, President Burgess.
Thank you, Dr. Perry. Our next meeting will be February 7th, 2023, and it is our desire as a board to take care of some of these dropouts that we've had, moving forward with excellence, as we always say, so you can look forward to seeing a lot of the things that the constituents have talked about tonight, a lot of those things becoming a reality. As I said, our next meeting is February 7th, 2022. I would like to have a motion for adjournment. Thank you very much. That will be provided at our next meeting.
So the motion cannot go forward that you deemed. So you need to make another motion.
No, ma'am. No. We'll provide that at the next meeting.
Turn it down.
So for number 9, is that person here to do the presentation?
She just walked in.
She just made.
There she goes. She just walked in.
She just made.
Yeah. I didn't ask for the vote, though. Yeah. I would like to ask for the vote for consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending November 30th, 2022. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Proffitt?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Mrs. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Here's what I'm going to recommend. We have not confirmed whether or not the supporting documentation was posted on the website, so I'm going to recommend that we defer that topic until the next meeting.
Okay.
And therefore, then you all can vote on it for the next.
Do we need another motion to do that?
To defer?
To defer. Okay. Mm-hmm. I need a motion to defer. Number 11.
Motion to.
Okay. Second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a motion and a second has been made to defer consideration and acceptance of the monthly financial report. Call for the vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Proffitt?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Mrs. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Motion carried. I need a motion now for adjournment.
No, hold on. No.
I'm sorry. You still have to do a motion to defer item number 9 as well.
We need to go back to that. I'm sorry. We need to go back to item number 9, presentation of monetary donation by Baker Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm. Hi there. The attorney should be handling it better than she's doing, too.
Mm-hmm.
The attorney should be handling the job. The attorney ain't doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Sorry, before we go to this, you have to make a motion to actually go to this item. Because you bypassed it, you never made a motion to even defer it to a later time. So you have to make a motion now to go to this actual item.
It's just a presentation.
It's a presentation, ma'am.
It's a non-action item.
Thank you, though.
I'm trying to tell y'all. Now, if y'all don't want to listen, we could just get the big team and I could be trying to make
a thank you very much, though. Ms. Woods?
Good evening, everyone. I apologize for my tardiness. I thought the meeting was for 6:30 and not 6 o'clock, so I do apologize for my tardiness. I am here tonight as the president of Baker Chamber of Commerce, representing our Chamber of Commerce to make a presentation to Baker School Board. I want to thank Dr. Perry and all of you who serve here in the Baker school system. One thing that the Chamber of Commerce does, our mission is to partner with our local schools. And that's one thing that we want to do, and we want to actually put our money where our mouth is. And so we had our annual members award banquet a few months ago at the Embassy Suites in Baton Rouge. We had the pleasure of having Baker High School Band as part of our entertainment. And one thing that I shared with Dr. Perry that we wanted to do was have part of the proceeds from the event go to Baker school system. Now, I believe that this is going to be the first of many monetary donations that we are going to make as a Chamber of Commerce here in Baker to support our local school system. So on behalf of the mayor, who is also part of this committee for the awards banquet, and in his absence, who is taking a much-needed rest right now, and the entire Chamber of Commerce, I want to present this check of $1,000 to the Baker school system, and want to thank you all for everything that you do for our students, and let you know that this is the first of very many contributions that we plan to make. Thank you so much.
No, they want to take a picture. I'm saying they want to take a picture. Yeah. I hope the hair doesn't come out. Me, I don't care. It need to come out.
Once again, thank you, Baker Chamber of Commerce. Truly appreciate this. If I'm in order, I would like to once again say that I adjourn the meeting, and I need a motion for adjournment. Do I have a motion? Okay. All righty. Meeting is adjourned. All in favor, Dr. Perkins, Mrs. Perkins. Mrs. Proffitt?
Yes.
George Burgess, yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Butler, Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Thank you. Meeting's adjourned. See you all next time. Thank you.
The reception is at the conference room. Catered by Maude and Jimmy.
She's exactly right in what she's saying.
Huh?
She's right in what she's saying.
Yeah, she is.
What's up, baby? How are you
doing? Good. How you doing?
Good. How's your business?
Going good.